from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Since the beginning of Operation Merry Christmas, we've been receiving nothing but questions about Operation Merry Christmas. Joining us now is the elf with all the answers to questions about the North Pole, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how would you explain Operation Merry Christmas?
It's not such a mystery, Frank. Operation Merry Christmas is what we call the push to get Santa in the air. A lot of things have to be done before Santa can fly. Operation Merry Christmas is the work of just getting her done.
The big question is that if the North Pole works all year making toys in the workshop and in getting them wrapped by the wrapping department and then packed by the packing department and then flown in by Santa, why does there need to be an Operation Merry Christmas if this stuff is going on all year?
Santa's not a one-man operation, Frank. It takes a lot of hands and a lot of merry hearts and a lot of big brains to make the Christmas magic happen. Yes, we work year-round, but Santa's not ready to fly if we're not organized. Kids can send a wish list in to Santa at any time during the year, but many of them don't send them until December, you know, when they think about it. If everybody just told Santa what they wanted in January, we could make it, wrap it, pack it, and ship it by July, and then just take the rest of the year off. But it just doesn't work that way.
Crash, how do you see the effort so far? We're down to 24 days now until Santa launches. Will we be ready?
Well, that's what an operation does. It focuses us on a single goal, to be ready when Santa takes flight. And I think it's looking pretty good so far, Frank.
Okay, Crash, let's see if those answers are good enough to move people's attention to something else. From the North Pole, where Operation Merry Christmas is in full force, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.